He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Friday, March the 13th, and really, there's nothing too scary to report. In fact, I caught up with guard Mike Brysel, and he wanted to talk about his offseason workouts and the new plan that Ray Wright, the new strength and conditioning coach, has been implementing for the team. He also talked about the cohesiveness of his offensive line. That unit started all 16 games together and really is setting the bar high for next season. Here is guard Mike Brysel. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is guard Mike Brysel. Mike, it's the off season, but you're working out. How are things going for you right now?
Well, you know, I'm just enjoying my time. Get to do a little fishing, golfing, you know, hunting. Just enjoying everything. I definitely am enjoying the relaxation part the most, I guess. So.
But you're still hitting the weight room, and, you know, the Texans have their quote-unquote optional workouts coming out. You know, what kind of shape do you have to be in for those? What's required of you guys?
Well, we got to be here April 6th, and I mean, there's not much required from us except, you know, it's, you know, you got to get there, and basically, you know, they're going to put us through this new program with Ray Wright, and I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm trying to get a little bit of a head start so I don't come in completely out of shape.
Well, what have you heard about this new program?
You know what? I've actually been working out for this past week with this new program, and it's different. It's gonna get us, you know, a little muscle confusion. Never hurt anybody. We're gonna, you know, get out of our comfort zone and get after it. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I've seen some other offensive linemen around: Eric Winston, Chris Myers. You guys had a unit that started all 16 games together last season. Talk about the kind of camaraderie that you guys have going into next season.
Well, you know, a couple of those guys like Chris and Eric both got married. I got to get, you know, give them some props. But you know, everybody's friendly. You know, everybody, you know, knows how the other guy's playing next to them, and you know, we're not afraid to get after each other if, you know, we're not doing our job. So it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to starting again another good season with the, you know, with the same unit. So.
You guys also got to go through some growing pains. Of course, you had a rookie left tackle in Dwayne Brown, and that was your first season. Last season was your first season to start a full season. You know, what do you think you guys are going to expect from yourselves going into next season? Because I'm sure the bar is set a lot higher.
Well, you know, yeah, we're not going to stop working. We're always going to work towards improvement, and I'm looking forward to it because, you know, that last season's gone, and, you know, it's a good building block, but we got to improve, and we got to get some things done this next season, so.
Specifically, where do you think you guys need to improve the most? It looked like the pass blocking got a lot better. Obviously, Steve Slayton, also with your run blocking, he looked really good. But, you know, coming into next season, I know that especially with that left side with Dwayne, you know, the pass blocking's got to get even better probably.
Well, you know, I thought he did a really good job. You know, we got to improve on all, you know, all of our games. You know, it's not one person. It's, you know, we're a unit, and we got to stick together out there. And I'm just looking for improvement out of myself. You know, I'm looking for improvement out of the guys next to me, and I'm really looking forward to just, you know, seeing how it pans out.
Where do you want to improve specifically in your game the most next season?
Well, you know, I'd have to say my pass protection. You know, I gotta hold up a little bit better, and but you know, there's always room for improvement. If you know, if you're not going forward, you're going backwards, so just gotta keep working.
All right, well, I think the last time I talked to you, it was for our Texans teammate trivia segment. And, you know, you got some verbal jabbing from a couple of your teammates and fellow Colorado State alums, and that would be Joel Dreesen and David Anderson. Now is your chance to rebut them and have a little bit of a comeback. And I think first we should point out where they are in this picture, because that is what they did with you. And I think the exact quote, yeah, you know, Joel sort of commented on your pasty white appearance in that picture, but... we'll leave it at that. But let's look at Joel, and let's look at David Anderson. And I think it's time for you to have some comments.
Well, I'm going to be the bigger man. I'm not going to say anything about, you know, the undershirt or the awkward look on his face, you know. And then, you know, the childish comments coming from a person who actually looks like a child here behind Winston and Mario. You can hardly see his numbers. But, you know, I'm going to be a better man. I'm gonna just leave it at that. You know, they took their jabs at me, but... whatever, you know. At least we got them back. They signed new contracts, and basically. You know, I got to give them props for that, but I'll get them off camera. Let's say that. So.
Way to go. Way to be the better man. Thank you very much, Mike Brazel.
I appreciate it.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. Have a great weekend, and remember, it's always football time in Houston.